My brothers and sisters in Christ, we get a glimpse of the future in today's gospel reading, a picture of what's going to happen, a video, if you will, of what's going to take place. And it's good for us to play this video over and over again in our hearts and in our minds so that we can know ahead of time and have it affect what we do even today, and especially, particularly during these days of Lent, where we're supposed to be, along with fasting and praying, we're supposed to be doing almsgiving, so that it'll affect our almsgiving, how we approach the almsgiving, how generous we are, to what extent we're willing to give, and how often. So often when we are doing almsgiving, especially if it's simply a charitable giving, done just because of the love of God and love of others, the question can come to us, what use is this? Because if it's done charitably, so often, if not always, it's done without anybody noticing it. It's done only because we know that God wants us to do it, not because somebody is there to praise us, not because somebody is even necessarily the person that we are doing it for will appreciate it, but only because God wants us to do it and it's being motivated in our hearts by Him. So often it can be done blindly. And so we can see the reason for our faith in the midst of almsgiving. We do it out of faith, not because we know the effect that it will have. And this is proven by the people in the gospel, the sheep and the goats. The goats say, "Well, I would have helped you, Jesus, if I would have known it was you." And he says to them that it was him and those who were poor and needy. But you can also see what happens for those who are the sheep. They're as surprised as anybody that they helped Jesus. "That was you?" This is the amazing gift of our faith, that Jesus is actually in those who are poor and needy. Only by the gift of faith are we able to recognize him. And that faith is to be increased in these days of Lent as we do these acts of mercy, these acts of charity, friendship with God, building up our friendship with God by serving one another and by recognizing him in those who are poor. Let's pray for that gift of faith to recognize Jesus, even though we can't see him. He comes to us at this Mass in a piece of bread. He is the bread of life. Let us hope we can recognize him even as we receive him now in the Holy Eucharist.